Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
Looking for patience in a fast-paced world. Never cut a tree down in the wintertime. Never make a negative decision in the low time. Never make your most important decisions when you are in your worst moods. Wait. Be patient. The storm will pass. Spring will come. Robert H. Schuller. We talk about patience all the time. We often advise our children to have it. But what is it? The Oxford Online Dictionary defines patience as the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. While this description may apply accurately to our experiences around the Thanksgiving dinner table, for example, I don't think that's what we're talking about. Instead, the context of patience that I'm hearing has a lot to do with the ability to wait. How do we cope when things are not happening as quickly as we'd like or think they should? We live in a very fast-paced world. With each new technological development, we expect that we'll be able to accomplish things quicker than ever before. For example, I remember communicating with others far away when that involved sending a letter or paying for an expensive phone call. We didn't expect quick responses, and there was a sense of anticipation about receiving one, delayed gratification. Now, with instant everything, we've lost our ability to wait. In fact, we get anxious when we haven't received an immediate reply to an email or text, which is instant gratification. This desire for instant gratification affects not only our desire for communication, but every aspect of our lives. And this lack of patience is supported by society. Want to lose weight? Mainstream media provides lots of diet plans that will tell you how to lose 10 kilos in 10 days. No exercise required. Not to mention all the get-rich-quick schemes, self-help gurus that provide advice that will solve all your problems in 3 easy steps, and the list goes on. We are in a state of hyperdrive all the time. Some things take time. Their progress cannot be rushed. Take an oak tree. We can provide the acorn with the best nutrients and elements it needs to grow, but we can't make it grow any faster. The same restrictions to apply to the growth of a child, a relationship, a business, or learning a new skill. In fact, when we try to rush things, the results can be hard to manage and at best, and disastrous at worst. According to medical knowledge, losing more than 1 kilo a week isn't a good idea. Think the tortoise rather than the hare. Weight loss is more healthy and more successful when progress is slow and steady. When we jump down 2 sizes in 2 weeks, chances are we'll be back up 3 sizes in 6 months. Managing this up and down is difficult and ultimately hazardous to our health. When we think about relationships, not giving them time to develop can be dangerous. According to Bill Eddy and Megan Hunter, authors of Dating Radar, Why Your Brain Says Yes to the One Who Will Make Your Life Hell, one of the warning signs at the beginning of a potentially unhealthy or a dangerous relationship is that they move very quickly. Love at first sight. By not taking our time in a new relationship, we don't allow ourselves to get to know someone in different ways, allowing us to spot potential problems. One definition of patience is the ability to persevere. To me, this means endurance. To keep going when it gets tough. To ignore the siren song of instant gratification and hold steady for the rewards that come from waiting, struggling, falling down 3 times and getting up 4. However, when we're in pain, discouraged, or exhausted, this is easier said than done. Enter self-compassion. When we are attempting to do something difficult, and it's not going as quickly as well as we had hoped, these feelings are normal. Why would we get anything else? However, when we are in pain, discouraged, or exhausted, this is easier said than done. Enter self-compassion. when we are attempting to do something difficult and it's not going quickly or as well as we'd hoped, these feelings are normal. Why would we feel anything else? This is where we get to take care of ourselves. Recognize the challenge that we are attempting. Forgive ourselves for what we see as our failings. And take time out for self-care so we can come back tomorrow with renewed energy and endurance. When we are dealing with a mental health challenge, having patience is really hard. We are in mental pain that often translates to physical pain because our mind and body are connected. Sometimes people come to therapy thinking that they'll feel better immediately and get progressively better from there. They believe that therapy is somehow magical. Sorry to disappoint, but therapy is hard work. It's often two steps forward and one step back. There is progress, and it takes time and work. Let's look at anxiety. When a client starts working on anxiety, we look at ways to decrease their discomfort level through the use of breathing exercises. Changes that can be made to improve diet, exercise, sleep patterns, and social interactions. It takes time to see results from those activities and persistence in practicing them. At the same time, we are looking at thought patterns and body sensations that trigger anxious moments. Like a scientist observing a phenomenon, we are collecting data. The more information we have, the better personally focused tools we can create. This process requires the client to have patience and be willing to tolerate discomfort and trust that their hard work will pay off in improved mental health. Sometimes the search for patience is like looking for a mythical unicorn. However, unlike the unicorn, patience does exist. We all have it, and like a muscle, it requires regular use to make it stronger. Here are some easy ways to flex that muscle. Send someone a letter and ask them to write back. You can even provide a stamp. Allow yourself some extra time to get somewhere. It will make you feel less rushed and give you the opportunity to show patience to others. Send someone a text, then mute your phone. See how long you can go before checking to see if they responded. Sit with discomfort. Watch it. See how long it lasts. What does it feel like mentally and physically? And finally, don't give in to instant gratification. See how long you can hold out. Find some positive distractions. I hope this has been helpful, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakie.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.